The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hi guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
Captain Jack.
And we...
Guest.
Are here. Guest. Again, with another drink.
Yes. Ooh, another drink.
What in my living room.
Yeah. 2 weeks in a row.
I know. This has been nice.
It's been fabulous.
Really nice.
I like your pad. I do. Mm-hmm. You have a very warm and loving home.
Oh, are you so
nice
to me? I have to apologize right now. Apologize for the hard on.
Yeah. Have that sugar and go.
It feels great. It feels awesome. So much better than shaving.
I kind of.
And thinking about it right now and how nice and smooth it is, it's making me hard.
I kind of shanghaied you. Like, we talked about it. And then
you were like, no, no problem. It's going to be, you won't feel a thing. Like, fuck that. I felt everything.
I brought in a professional, man. That's what I do.
She was very professional.
She was super hot.
She was cute. And yet, I had no urge to get an erection while she was doing it.
Didn't get want to get jiggy with it?
No, because it was not about that at all. Yeah. Even with my roommates. She was just standing there, laying around there with just panties on and her fine little ass, and I still was not even turned on.
She's got a super sweet
you.
Ass.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are sweet pea.
Sweet pea.
I am sweet pea.
Welcome.
Thank you
so
for having me.
You have had us over so many times, and this is your domain as well. Thank you.
Servicing
love having
us.
You guys here.
And you've been,
thank you.
You've been kind of quiet on the mic. We had some commentary from you during the sugaring fiasco?
Sure, fiasco. Why not?
You know, I was in the middle of it. I wouldn't call it a fiasco.
No?
No. It was an event.
An event?
It was definitely an event.
So to speak?
Yes.
Like an event and adventure?
Yeah, sort of.
So, oh.
In your mind.
Yeah, it was a brand new experience.
Yeah?
Eyes wide open.
I was just happy to see all that hair go.
Let's be honest. There wasn't a whole lot of hair because I keep it trimmed
bullshit.
Down there.
Let's be honest.
I keep it shaved up.
I will tell you this. You keep your cock and your balls shaved. Your taint and your asshole are completely different.
You know, games. And that's true. I did not cover the amount of space that she covered. Holy
true.
Cow.
That was like
true.
Planet of the Apes back there.
Oh, dear God. That's hilarious.
Just keeping it honest.
Will you go down on me more from now on?
Well, perhaps. Now that there's a clean playground.
Perhaps. A clean playground. I love it.
Well, I'm little. I don't want to get lost in the forest.
Would you classify yourself as a gnome or a fairy?
Probably a fairy.
Yeah. Fairies are cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can dig it. Mm.
So yeah, good experience. Really, it was painful. There, no doubt about it. But you know,
you rocked it though.
Beauty is painful. It hurts.
And
be beautiful.
I have to say, like you know, I am one for sticking to my word. I'll mm-hmm. make shit happen. Mm-hmm. I even have a button. My kids got me a button that said I make shit happen.
I feel very metrosexual now.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
There you
eyeliner.
Go.
I've got some in my car.
Oh God, I've got some.
No,
right
I don't do the
upstairs.
Eyeliner.
Isn't it super hot when guys wear eyeliner?
I love it.
Really?
I love it so much.
Yes. You guys like it?
Yeah.
Love it.
What?
It makes your eyes pop. Why not? We do
you
it.
You know,
really?
The heroin mm-hmm. chic thing mm-hmm. with the eyeliner and the tight jeans and the tight white t-shirt.
I'm for it. I'm down.
Creamed panties. That's what that equation equals.
If I had a penis, it would grow.
You've got a lady dick.
I do. God, and it grows when I see eyeliner.
It does. It gets nice and hard. Nice.
So you two
nice.
Live mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not in a typical relationship.
No.
But you are in a polyamorous relationship. How would you define it?
No,
what's
not
going
even
on?
That.
What's happening?
Not really polyamorous.
Okay. Are you taking each other home for Thanksgiving?
No.
Nobody's introducing each other to family.
Yeah.
The rents or anything?
No.
Nope.
No. But we
tell
are definitely beyond,
that.
We are not just friends with benefits. We're beyond that. I mean, I definitely have, you have a spot in my heart. Always will. Always have for a long time. And, moving in together, you've been like the best roommate I've ever had.
Oh my God. Thank you.
We were just talking about that today.
But, yeah, and you were actually talking about it before, though, Captain Jack, mm-hmm. that she's this beautiful combination of friends with benefits, kind of sister, kind of caretaker, mm-hmm. yeah. roommate. Mm-hmm. So it's this melange of positive in your mm-hmm. life.
And wingman.
Wingman, yeah.
Thrown in there, too.
Nice.
I think if I were to sum it up, honestly, he's one of the best friends I've ever had. He's honest with me. And there are some benefits, but not as often as you would think that because we live together and the lifestyle
so like
that we live
Tuesday
in.
Like a Tuesday night?
No, not even that.
Nothing regular.
Maybe
if
three
it happens,
times since we've lived here in 3 months.
I think four.
Okay, four. Four times yeah. in 3 months. That's not a lot, but we spend a lot of quality time. We don't spend quantity time because of our schedules, but when we sit down and talk, we have awesome talks. They're heartfelt, they're honest, and we're pretty real with each other, and even if we don't want to hear it, it happens, and we're really grateful for it. And
you're easy to just be around and fun, and like we spent, 4 hours, 5 hours? Went to dinner at this local bar, and not thinking, oh, let's just go have something to eat. Oh, they have steak. Oh, it's really cheap. Oh, it's awesomely good. Oh, this waitress is really cool, and she's flirting us up, and talking about how she, hey, I'm going to punch out, and I'm going to hang out with you guys. She never did get an opportunity.
Doesn't
she got
matter.
Too busy. Didn't matter. We ended up staying for karaoke, and all of a sudden, it's like 11 o'clock at night. Like,
yeah.
oh, it's a
Monday
it's a
night dinner
night.
Turned into 11:30. We're like, we got to go home. We got to work. So fun. It was just fun.
Yeah, it was really
It was random,
cool.
but we hadn't seen each other for like a week, and it was just like, it was our time to catch up and talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And she's a good sounding board for my female shenanigans and... oh, what should I do? You know, this girl's doing this or that. And what do I text her?
Oh, it's been such an amazing experience living with a male because it is like...
It's different, isn't it?
Yes. It's like a
it's
do like
you have
a
your
peek.
Own GQ guide?
No, it's like a peek into their mind. So it's
her
like...
own GQ guide. She's
yeah.
listening.
So it's like, what are they thinking? Really? You guys check your phones for texts too? That's crazy. And then like him, I tell him what to text. And it's just been really beneficial for us to have like the secret of the other sex.
I call
know?
You sure. on your shit sometimes too.
Yeah, and I call you on yours. Mm-hmm. I text him this morning and said... you forgot your dishes in the sink. Let's not make that a habit. You know who. You know how I am. LOL. Have a great day, sweetie.
So how does that...
It's better when it's read to you. I like that.
Yeah. How does that work? So there may be some people out there that don't understand that polyamorous relationships don't necessarily involve like committed marriage type, traditional marriage type scenarios. Mm-hmm. So you were friends before. You met at New Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
And did you play there? What was the...
Yeah, several
give
times.
Me the lead up.
Several times. Okay. Well, that kind of goes back to... Yeah.
Well, we were both in relationships.
Yeah. And I wasn't... Yeah. And you were one of our first play partners as a couple when I was in a relationship. And we just became friends.
And that was with Cupcake?
That was with Cupcake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She
and
was
Mr.
one of your first... Yeah, you were one of her first lifestyle experiences, and so it was a big deal for her. And you became close to us, and we played a couple times, and a lot of fun. And we became close. Whether or not we played at the club, you were still there hanging out with us, and you just always our friend and very close. And then when that came to an end, we still kind of talked, and we were hanging out. We both needed a place to live, and let's be roommates. All right.
Cool. Done.
Scary. Oh, no.
A little bit, because neither one of us have lived with anybody.
Okay.
Well, a female in that... I mean, back in college, I had a couple female roommates. It was different. In college, it's completely different. It's, you know, we're professional now. We have our professional lives and careers and...
families and history and baggage and...
And stuff.
And our own personal preferences and the way each of us like things. And it seems to work out really well.
Nice.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then we...
And we have great boundaries.
And then we have great sex every once in a while.
That.
It's awesome.
Our boundaries?
Yeah, tell me about your boundaries.
Well, this is a 3-bedroom townhome. We have a common area that I just like kept clean. Mm-hmm. And he's really respectful of that. And then he has his areas that I don't care. don't want to go into, don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And then I have my private area that he doesn't go into or mm-hmm. care about what I do in my private room and bathroom. So it works out really well.
Mm-hmm. And you guys care about each other. That's what makes it poly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about jealousy issues? Do you guys have jealousy issues?
Not really.
Not really. No. Tell me about that. Oh. What's the not part?
There was one time where you were raving about this one guy that you hooked up with, and like 3 hours of sex. It was just on and on. I'm like, okay, I'm done hearing about this.
Was that jealous? Was that jealousy or fatigue?
He was actually jealous.
Yeah.
He admitted it, and we talked about it. So it was good.
You define yourself as not jealous person.
No, it's hard for me to feel it.
The deeper you explore, the more you're talking about
it. I've been
feeling jealousy.
More and more about it lately, actually. Recently, my two play partners that I've had, they're one local here in Seattle and one in Tri-Cities. The one in Seattle, I think I mentioned last time, that one kind of come to the, it's on hold right now because she's dealing with emotional things. She wants more out of the relationship. Mm-hmm. I can't give that. I mean, I'm not saying that I can't go there with anybody. It's just right now, it's just not working. So, you know, she's processing that. If we come together again, that'd be great. I love hanging out with her. Have a blast with her. We've never hid anything from each other. We've always been upfront about and honest about our emotions and our needs and our wants and everything.
Yeah.
And the other one recently has been spending a lot of time with somebody else during times that we've normally been spending time with each other. And it's created, it hit me like a brick wall.
So and you guys had established date nights? What was that?
It wasn't necessarily established. It's just that when the certain times of the week or every other week, we'd be together. And it's been like that for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then that's changed. She's been hanging out with somebody else.
Did you guys talk about it prior? Or?
No. And that was a problem. Is we didn't really have a very good communication flow back and forth.
Sure.
And when she told me, hey, I'm going to spend time with this person this weekend, when you know we normally spend time together.
Right.
It was like, okay, I actually have feelings for this girl. And I've been pushing off, holding off there, being kind of protecting myself.
Right.
And it's like a wall kind of broke, and I had a lot of jealousy like I have not had.
Yeah.
Since
and you talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Did I? I don't even remember.
It was super fresh.
Yeah.
It was super fresh.
And, I've had some jealousy issues lately. I mean, I haven't felt before.
But don't you think that's healthy that you're aware of it, though?
Probably.
And that
you're
trying to work through it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a healthy growth pattern.
Yeah. We've had lots of talks about it, and, you know, it's been awesome. I've been compassionate, and then I've been brutal too, and said, get over it, stop it, stop.
Yeah,
which I need. And I'm going to see her tomorrow night at the club for the first time in a long time.
And the club you're talking about? It's some other club.
A different club than New Horizons. Yes.
Yep.
Sapphire. I'm sure we can talk about it now. It's getting towards the end. So, just different club in town here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be there with her, and he's a great guy. I don't have anything against him at all.
Sure.
But it's going to feel weird. It's going to be a little jealous. We've been texting a little bit today about it. Like, we don't want this to be weird, and we'll get along just fine.
Just heightening the weirdness in little ways, in little dips and drabs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
it's all right.
Yeah. Anyways, this fine roommate of mine has been helping me through it.
Nice.
Maybe it'll be a growth experience for you. It's all a journey.
There are a lot of emotions and feelings there I had for this woman I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
It just all of a sudden, boom, hit me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't see there right there.
Yeah.
Me.
And those can run deep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We just clinked or thunked.
And what are you drinking?
It is tequila, Hornitos, and white grapefruit.
And some salt on the rim, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that is called a salty chihuahua.
It's salty chihuahua. Yeah.
Yeah. Salty dog is white grapefruit juice and
gin.
Vodka.
That's right. That's right.
The other white girl drink. And this is tequila. Skinny girl. Yeah. Tequila. Nice.
Rich girl on a diet is the white liquor.
I gotta have a swig. Mm.
Oh.
Let's see.
I have a whole jug of it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's actually nice.
Yeah,
I actually like this better than a salty dog.
I'm always looking for new mixers for tequila.
A salty tequila.
And they are few and far between.
Salty chihuahua.
White.
I wished I liked tequila.
Grapefruit.
I wished I liked tequila.
I wish you liked
more.
It too.
I know.
It'd make you
Did
more
you
drinks.
Did you have a bad experience? Did it do things to you without consent?
Mm. Well, I do like Patron Silver.
Did it make you take your clothes off?
It always does. So
the
I cannot
just
not
boom.
Just fall. It just, ripped them right off.
I can't drink it in the vanilla world.
Right?
Yeah. I have bad behavior every time.
And we're going to be in the vanilla world tonight.
Oh,
so
dear.
That's why I'm not drinking tequila.
Yeah, because we're all going out after this.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we'll have
live
some
band.
Stories. What is your slut origin story, Sweet Pea?
My what?
Your slut origin story.
My slut origin.
It's kind of a superhero origin story. So how did you get into the non-monogamy crazy town that is super fun and awesome and taxing and growth perpetuating? And have you always been a slut?
Yes.
Okay. Me too.
Honestly.
Kindred spirits, fist bump.
Yes.
I mean, your origin story goes back to high school.
So I fucked everybody in high school. I went to a big high school, like 500 graduating.
And how many did you fuck?
So many.
Did you take a black book? Or
no, I didn't, but I was into like the whole families for a while. I was
nice.
Like doing the
brothers
ninth grader, the 10th grader, the senior brother, and the one that was in college. And I would have done the dad, but...
but there were no babysitting gigs.
Damn it. I was an only child and I didn't like kids.
What?
So I'm like, babysit? No.
Fuck that
well,
shit.
Okay, if the dad stays home.
Oh, Jesus. That made me laugh so hard I coughed.
You've come a long way.
I have. Now
so
I
you're
just...
more ethical now. So did you stop? Have you ever been in the monotonous?
Yeah. I was married for a little bit.
How long?
Like 10 years. But I wasn't super like monogamous in that too. Unfortunately, I just can't resist a cute male that
yeah.
pays attention to me. I guess I'm a slut. So
own it.
Say I'm a slut.
I'm a slut and
a slut.
I own it. And when a man pays attention to me, I just have to
reciprocate.
I have to honor that. Because because I'm a generous narcissist.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Perfect. That's very well self-actualized.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah. And men cannot resist you.
I'm gonna keep making eye contact with
this woman. She's this tiny little beautiful
she's
yoga instructor,
fairy.
Basically. It's she's
I'm a magical fairy.
You are. Listen, spread your fairy dust when you spread your legs.
I spread a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about so I just have to tell you how much I love you guys. So Mr. Big invited me to a gangbang tonight.
Mr. Big?
Yeah.
Oh, my nice. God. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
You mean, is it a game bang with like?
I prefer to call them all calls. And here's why.
Are they all like Mr. Big?
No. They are not all dwarves.
Okay.
But that would be, if we were going
to
do that, I would insist
you'd
that it
have
be
to.
Seven.
You'd have to go. Yes.
Wouldn't it have to be 14 to make it like
so,
seven normal?
Okay, so.
They're not normal. They're called average sized. Everyone's normal. In their
yes.
own way.
Okay.
Yeah. So
well,
Mr. Big,
I shouldn't talk to them 5 foot one,
Mr.
so those
Big's
are my type
dwarf.
Of guys.
Mr. Big is a dwarf. He's been on the podcast episode
17.
He is the podcast.
He was
the
bucket list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was like, hey, you want to go to a gangbang? I'm like, I already have plans. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, okay. So was he inviting you? Was he like, let's find someone to bang. Hey, you want to go to a gangbang? Or was he just saying, do you want to go watch a gangbang?
It was both. It was like, what would you like? And I said, well, I'm not sure. I haven't had that before. And interestingly, there is some stigma related to women that prefer multiple men in one night, even within the lifestyle.
Hmm. I've never had multiple men in one night. Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm having trouble getting my head around this. There's some stigma that's attached to women who are sexual in some way.
No,
I've had
sexual
sex
with multiple
in
men
night,
in one night,
but not
yes, that too.
Men.
But
what do you guys think about that? Have you heard people talk shit about women that have
no?
Had
absolutely.
Gay men?
Actually, I haven't.
You have?
I have. Yes, I have. I have heard that. Yes, and it's I mean, besides the just derogatory, you know, gangbang. Whatever.
Let's call them all calls.
Okay, we'll call them
I
all calls.
Rebrand it.
All right.
I do.
Fine.
Because I think that you know, if because it takes women scientifically longer to orgasm than men.
Mm-hmm.
And we've read the Sex Before Dawn, not Sex Against
Sex Dawn. At Dawn, yeah.
Sex at Dawn. And it is a thing. Like it takes us longer to get warmed up, it takes us longer to orgasm. So Why is there that stigma?
Because it falls straight in line with slut shaming. It falls straight in line with...
The name gangbang is shaming all to itself. I mean, think gang. What's positive about gang?
Right. It does have a negative.
Gang activity. Yeah. When you were talking about on the news, gang activity, that's a negative right there. Sure. Gang bang. Well, to bang a chick, that's really, really not
it's
kosher.
Aggressive.
It's aggressive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of women out there like to be quote-unquote banged, but the average woman out there, you know, they don't want to be banged. They want to have great sex.
Yeah.
Gang, but bang, you put the two together, it's just nothing but negative all the way around it.
It follows with the society being, you know, just largely slut-shaming in the first place.
Sure.
So, first of all, a woman who has multiple sexual partners, not even just in the same night, but that's looked down on. That's, you know, guys, fuck away, knock yourselves out, do whatever you want. But a woman, you know, oh, no, you got to stay monogamous, you got to stay with one guy at a time or whatever.
That's unhealthy.
It's unhealthy or it's stigmatizing.
You know what? Hey,
or
what?
Why don't you think of your reputation or whatever else? And so you combine all of that into one evening, one session.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's definitely, I can, you know, I can definitely see why. And it's bullshit, again, you know, as all of these things are. It's, and it, yeah, it comes down to slut shaming, really.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, if it's done right, I know that I have witnessed all calls. I'm going to call them all calls because I want to rebrand that. Because I think that, you know, a guy who has multiple partners in a night, you both have had that experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is not a situation that you guys have been shamed for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the most that I've had was my tour de collage. When I had a bunch of play partners in my younger years all going away to higher learning education or adventures in their lives, and I made the rounds to say goodbye.
As you should.
Right, but it wasn't all at the same time or in the same room. Mm-hmm. And so I technically have never had a gangbang or an all-call, and it was kind of weird having that proposed to me because it was, you know, I knew that with Mr. Big I would be totally safe, like... you want to have, like, if you're interested in doing something like that, you want to have a point person to make sure that there's safety and protocol. So everybody wraps that rascal, uses condoms, and, you know, isn't there to harm. And just make sure that you're having a good time. And you have that point person because the whole point is to be in total ecstasy. So I didn't feel uncomfortable with that, but it was just like, you know, I've got other plans, which are important to me. But the other piece of it was I don't know, because I've heard people talk shit. Well, she had 11 guys in one night. Who gives a fuck?
Right, exactly. Because a guy who had 11 girls in a night would be a fucking hero.
Right.
Yeah, it's society. Yeah. And even in, I mean, it's less common in our circles now, but it still happens.
Yeah.
Because there's just something about that stigma that is, and it's dying off. I mean, you know, that's...
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think it is. The next generation coming up, they're super sexual. And they have plenty of partners, both males and females, in their early 20s. Yeah.
They're attracted to gender-fluid people.
Yeah.
Trans.
And we talked about that a couple weeks ago with your daughter.
It's completely okay that they're just hookups nowadays.
So are you interested in an all-call?
You know, I did.
We were at a gangbang recently.
We were, and I just went to watch, and I was. It was a function where you got a bracelet if you were invited to be in the gangbang, and I was invited to two of the gangbangs. The husbands had banded me as a gift for their wife, and I was really flattered.
Interesting.
So I was the one female with eight men on her, so I got to experience the gangbang, but I was part of it. I wasn't.
How did that work? Tell me.
I thought it was an amazing, well-orchestrated...
very well put together.
Very well put together. Yeah. All the men that were in both situations were very respectful and took their turns. Mm-hmm. And
did they stand and watch?
They did stand and watch. Okay. She was surrounded almost like a seance. Aww. So she had hands on her by every male that was there in a loving way. It wasn't really aggressive or anything.
Sure.
And then one man would be there and he would say, well, I don't want to take care of all the glory. You know, who wants to be next? And I know it sounds crashed, but
so well. You'd think so that one guy would get, you know, in the middle and just be greedy. It wasn't like that at all.
It wasn't. Yeah. It's like they would go for a little while and then they would look at the next person and say, you know.
It's like everybody was privileged to be there and a part of this woman's fantasy.
It was awesome, including me.
Wow.
So that was like amazing. And I was so, the one female I didn't even know who I was going to be, you know, seeing. Yeah. And she was this tiny little tiny blonde. And she looks up, she's like, oh my God, a girl. I'm so excited. She looked at her husband. She was like, thank you so much. You're so amazing. The little tiny blonde.
The different group you're involved in.
The teeny, like she was like 100 pounds.
And I got involved in two, and I got two bands myself. Two women came up and, oh, hey, here, be in my gangbang.
Yes, please. How did that work? What was that about?
So at the party, there was 10 women. You had to sign up for it. 10 women that were selected to be part of the gangbang.
Okay.
And you just had to tell them up front, hey, I want to do this. So they had materials and prepared for it. Because they can't just all of a sudden, 30 women want to do gangbang. So you can't facilitate that.
Spot for 10.
Yeah. And it was filled up when it was done. Anybody that wanted to do it after that, sorry.
Was it a house party or club party?
It was a club party.
Okay, all right.
And each woman had a tiara on. Mm-hmm. So all the guys knew which women had the gangbangs going on that night. So this is during the social time. And each woman had a specific set of arm or wristbands that were coded to specifically was a color for that particular woman.
Neat.
And so you could have multiple. You could have multiple wristbands.
Sure.
Just like, you know, you go out club and they band your wrist with whatever, so you can get in and out. Well, this is in and out in a different way. And I got the privilege of having two of them. One was a female we met two nights before, and one was that we just kind of met that night, or I'd seen her at the club before. And she was super cool, one of the bartenders. And so how they had it is that the females would give out these bands to whoever they wanted. They had complete control. Nice. Of who was in their gangbang. They picked. Whether it be one person or 10.
Wow.
They got to choose.
Nice.
And so they organized it by, there was somebody at the door, and they had two rooms, and they only really had two gangbangs going on at one time, one in each room. And there was people at the door, so they wouldn't let anybody in that didn't have that particular band.
Sure.
So it was completely, because when the woman's has a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
She has no way to figure out if there's somebody there that shouldn't be there.
Which is why you have a hall monitor.
Right, exactly.
And that's what the hall monitor, and they did a damn good job at it.
Nice.
I was really impressed.
So classy. Good. And they were 30 really minutes. Impressed. You had 30 minutes, and then the next
you
got to come in. Mm-hmm.
So it's not a lot of time. If you got 10 guys, it's not a lot of time to go through all. There was really zero expectation of a man having an orgasm.
Okay.
Good. It was all about the lady.
It was, and it was so nice. It was her it was her game. Mm-hmm. It was her deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was all about her.
And every single lady I talked to that night was just like, it was amazing.
Oh, nice.
It was absolutely amazing. It was exactly what they...
So respectfully done. It was awesome.
Well organized.
So seeing it with my own eyes, the answer to your question is I would probably participate next time.
You wanted to.
Well,
you wanted to.
I was scared,
yeah.
And so I got there. I thought I wanted to, and then I ended up opting out because I just didn't know. I just wanted to sit one out because I've never even had two in the same night, let alone 10. But now that I see the way that this was done, I will definitely do it next time because I will hand select the lovers that I want, that I trust. And
what was scary to you? What before that experience of being able to witness it and see it done right, it sounds like.
I think what was scary to me is I didn't know the dynamics. I didn't know that it would be so well orchestrated with the woman being able to, you know, parade herself around with the tiara and hand select her lovers. Mm-hmm. After the meet and greet, a social hour of like an hour and a half, talking, having a cocktail, and getting to know her suitors.
Sure.
And, you know, say, I like this guy. We had a really nice conversation. Yeah. I'll give him a bracelet.
Yeah.
And then having the monitors at the door and having the room completely to yourself.
Yeah.
And each woman I did know, they did have their prospective partner. They had their husband or something with them. So they were well watched after. Mm-hmm. And
their guardian of their galaxies,
whatever.
So to speak.
Yeah. And so I would probably take a trusted male with me. And
like your fabulous roommate.
Like my fabulous roommate who I know would take great care of
totally
me.
Totally look after you.
Absolutely. And,
so I think that because you only live once, I would want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly the way it was done. Nice. I would definitely participate next time.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
All the women just, you could tell, they were just so radiating happy. Afterwards.
Oh, my God. They were just in bliss. That was so they cool. were bliss. Oh, my
gosh. So was there foreplay described to me?
Yes, they were.
Okay. Sort of. You know, you had 30 minutes. Or? There wasn't a whole lot of foreplay. The other gangbang I was involved with, I was... I immediately went down on her. I was like one of the first to go down her.
Okay.
5 minutes, she was squirting everywhere. It was awesome.
Nice. I was well like, okay, done, Captain Jack.
Next, I don't think I even, I didn't have sex with her. I did oral on her.
Yeah.
That's how it was in the few that I was in that you weren't too, is that people just manned up and said, okay, I'll do this.
It's about her.
And then I'm not going to get to penetrate, but the next guy might. Go down, and then the third guy might get to penetrate, and it was like a 5 minutes for each guy, and they were very respectful and had a good time and did all they could in their 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, and then they would look at the next guy and said,
"You want?"
Oh, the guys got along really good because we were like, good. "We understood it was cooperation here." Uh-huh. Our goal was to make these women feel like goddesses, sexual goddesses.
And so, thinking back, I did have 3 bracelets. Because two were with you and one was by myself. And all situations where the men did almost sync up. And they were just like in tune with like the time that they had and who got to do what. And not one man around this beautiful woman's body for her experience wanted to steal the show. They all wanted every man to have a chance to be with this beautiful woman for her experience. So it
cool. There was one guy that before anything started, he had like 6 wristbands on his arm, or 6 or 7. He had his whole wrist was covered with colors.
It
was it. And that guy, he had about 5 minutes to spend with each woman, and then he had to go next to the next one. And he was worn out at the end of the night. He was busy. He was running around everywhere.
Yeah. So he had his own all-call.
Pretty much. Yeah, kind of. Indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I can't wait for them to have a gangbang night surrounded around a guy.
Oh, my God. Why not?
Why not?
Because
it's not like every night at the club or anything.
Right.
But an actual organized, hey, the guys.
I want you. And I want all of guys to have your beautiful
If you have to put a tiara on my head, so be it. I don't care. Just give me the bands and let me pick.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's do it.
I think it'd be awesome. I don't think it's going to happen, but
no, it's all about the girl.
So you worried about the social stigma?
No.
Okay.
I never worry about. I don't give a fuck about anything.
All right.
I really don't.
All right.
Do I?
No.
No.
I think we're beyond that.
All right.
Especially in that safe environment of the club.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, I usually don't. A fuck.
Even in the vanilla world.
In the vanilla world, I don't give a shit.
I think tonight when we go out, we'll probably blow some minds.
Right.
Yeah. We did when we were just outside on the sidewalk. We were just outside talking, the four of us, before this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're talking about sex at dawn and the ethical slut and the people walking by. And I didn't realize they were walking behind me.
She grabs his arm a little tighter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
Let's walk on the next street over.
It's not like
time.
We're naked having sex. We're just talking,
Yeah.
About real sexual stuff.
If I had my way, I'd be naked.
All the time.
Out on the sidewalk.
Sidewalk, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do have a super hot body. I definitely enjoy your posts.
You were naked
Facebook.
For about 4 hours a day just hanging out around the house.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had company over and everything. And totally naked. I hope you don't mind. It's my house, mi casa.
Exactly. Well, that's
why. No pantalones.
I walked in and I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Bada bing, bada boom.
I do not mind at all.
So you had about a 10-year marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And was that completely monogamous? What was that?
Not for me.
Okay. And were you unethical, ethical?
Unethical.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I'm not proud of it. And there's no excuses. I just did.
We'll just let that hang there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not proud of it.
I mean,
I was in a long relationship, but this before I really... embraced my sexuality. It was really
mine too.
Yeah. How should I say it? It was repressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were what society
expected out of us.
Yes. Right.
And not what we really desired.
Yeah. And we went through that too, didn't we, Freckles?
We did, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was not easy to stay monogamous, and it wasn't because of you. It was just...
Yeah.
I actually was talking to somebody about this the other day, is that I feel like non-monogamy for some people can be an orientation, just like kink, just like
absolutely,
being gay, being bisexual. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to me. I like to play with girls. I don't necessarily identify as bisexual because I don't pursue relationships with women, but I do enjoy playing with them. So.
Bi comfortable. Is that what you...
I don't know. It's kind of in between because it's there are times when I want to seek out playing with women, but I don't seek out relationships with women, which is different, I think.
It is different. Mm-hmm. I guess I've always thought I'm bisexual, but perhaps maybe I should rethink that because I don't seek out a relationship.
Right. But it's just playtime.
It is playtime. And sometimes I think of it as like a smoker that quits smoking and they crave a cigarette. Sometimes I just want girl play.
Yeah.
And
I'm drinking.
Kind of. Yeah. And I think, she's so sexy. I just want.
Barsexual then.
That's so awesome.
I'm not barsexual. I'm not bisexual. I'm barsexual.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you see a sexy girl and you've had a few drinks. You're like, I still want to play with her. So you play with her and I'm good for a while. Just like somebody who gives in and has that cigarette.
Just give me a fix.
Yeah.
It's really sexy watching you go down on a girl.
I know I'm good at it.
You do get in. You just...
When are we going out? Drops the mic.
I had this great guy that I dated that was so good at it.
And going
instead
down
of,
on you?
Yes. And instead of saying, you're so awesome at it, I said, how are you doing that?
Nice. Yeah.
I want to learn. What's going on down there?
And so he taught me.
What did he do?
And
tell
every
me.
Time what? I go down on a woman, I think of him.
Okay, what is it? What does it for you?
What does it for them?
What does it for you? When a guy goes down on you, describe it. What do they exactly do that makes you go bonkers?
Or what did this guy do in particular that he taught you?
Well, you know, it was the funniest thing. He would just get down there and, my junk hangs out, so he would just find that little spot and stick his tongue in there and just wiggle it faster than anybody, but super soft, too.
Right.
Stick one finger in, find my G-spot, and he had me within 30 seconds almost every time. I was like, what?
Right. Nice.
I haven't had that since.
Oh, no.
That person, but I did learn.
Yeah.
You learned how to do it.
How to give, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I always find it really fun to make that happen with a girl, because I'm like... It's like that.
Exactly.
Especially when there's a couple of guys sitting around, I'm like,
There is something.
Boom.
There's something special.
Anybody else? Go for it.
When you're going down on a girl and you make her actually squirt for the first time.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck was that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What just happened? Because you encourage them. It's like, stop. Like, it's making you want to pee. That's not it.
Let it go.
It's not pee. Just relax. Oh, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Just relax, and you encourage them enough. It happens. Their eyes are wide open. They're like, oh, my fucking God.
Mm-hmm. And then the floodgates open. They never
go back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pussies get whiny. Pussies get whiny.
You're good at it.
I'm a good squirter. I'm so good at it. On demand.
Oh, they get whiny.
Not necessarily on demand.
With some on demand. Within seconds. Kind of a mess.
Is it like a bar fight? Is it like a bar fight? Like pay to play?
Depends on how much water I've drank.
Oh. Mm-hmm. There you go.
So you are a squirter.
I'm such a squirter. Soaker.
How did that occur for you? Like,
by accident. Somebody was playing with me, and I was completely embarrassed when I got up and saw the huge mess, and I heard all kinds of sloshing, slapping shit going on. I thought, I don't know what that noise is, but this sure feels good. And then... I saw the mess, and I was pretty much embarrassed. I said, who did that? Was that me? Oh, my God. Yeah. And I was so embarrassed for a second, and then I said, do it again. Because I don't believe that was me.
And
it happened again. I said, that's fucking cool. Do it again.
And it happened?
Yeah.
Three times over in and a over. Row?
Oh, yeah.
God damn, girl. That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. So is that something that you can do on command? Can you hold it back?
No.
What's going on?
No, I can't hold it back.
Okay, so it happens all the time, every time.
Not every time, like 90% of the time. Sometimes I'm dehydrated. If I've worked out or didn't drink enough water, sometimes it's just a little trickle in the dam.
Okay.
I'm like,
do you squirt across the room? Or?
It's more of a splash, like your water breaking when you're pregnant.
Okay.
You're not the furthest squirter I've been with, but you are possibly the most in volume.
Yeah, volume, it doesn't go far, but it's almost like being pregnant and your water breaks. Just
Okay.
Maybe if I pushed, it might go far, but I just...
You should experiment with that.
I should. I'm just thinking that right now. Actually, if I push, would it go very far? And that would just like be a bucket of water across...
Sploosh!
It'd be like, this guy comes in, he's all like nice and groomed and everything, and bam, shit show.
We need to find somebody...
Hey, thanks for coming.
We'll find somebody for you to try that out with. Yeah.
I did.
So, what was your first open relationship lifestyle experience? What happened? What went down?
You know, it hasn't always been an easy road because I'm not really a jealous person, but the partners that I've chosen have claimed not to be, and it has ended up not to be a great experience for me.
Because of jealousy?
Yeah, because of jealousy.
And like non-communication?
Exactly.
Okay.
There needs to be a lot more communication, which is what I'm learning over time.
When you're brand new at it, you just don't get it.
And I'm still pretty new. I'm like going on maybe year four of this whole lifestyle. So I'm still working on the communication. And I'm not really confrontational.
Working for slut-shaming. I mean, that's a huge thing in our society. And so... You know, people of a certain age, and I would say over 35, would you think that's fair? Those of us that are over 35.
I don't know about the slut shaming. I don't really pay attention to, you know, people who are talking. I just kind of live in my own little world, and I don't really care too much. So
where does your problem with communication come from then?
Because I'm non-confrontational. So if there's an issue with maybe a partner that I'm with, and we're trying the open... relationship thing, there's some feelings that come up that I choose to sweep under the rug or ignore.
So you take the road of least resistance.
I do, because I don't want to fight, and I don't really want to bring up something that might cause a lot of emotions to come in. So I would choose just to just do the sweepy thing, and that's just like live in my own world and ignore what's going on.
Okay.
So, and it creates a lot of issues, and I've been learning the hard way.
So do you think it creates more issues long-term or short-term?
Both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it creates problems in the now while it's happening because nobody's addressing it. And then it starts to layer
feel
up.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then the next time it happens, you've got another layer.
Right.
And then another layer. And then when it finally breaks out and you have to address it, it's way bigger than it needs to be.
Right.
Because there's so much hurt. Is built up, much hurt and so much non-communication.
Right.
And, you know, when you don't have communication, you create your own story in your mind. And so...
Assumptions. And
Yeah. So that story goes the way, you know, whoever is writing it in your own mind. And that cannot end well.
Right.
So communication is everything.
And what do you consider to be healthy communication? Like, what is your ideal?
Ideally, I want to become skilled at addressing things that happen right away, even if they're uncomfortable feelings, and just sitting in it, just being able to say, I'm not comfortable with this situation.
Sit in your own shit
I'm
for a
even
while.
Feeling jealous. I don't really like what's going on. And to be able to sit in it and not have that feeling of, I need to bail. I need to flee because
you've talked about you have fight or flight
issues. I'm a flight risk.
You're a flight risk. Yeah.
How
did that come about for you? What?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably something in my childhood.
Okay.
You know, a fear of confrontation, or maybe a fear of being hurt. So
maybe being abandoned. So that's the opposite.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's been a joke for years. I'm a flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
Things get crazy, or if things don't feel right, or if things feel uncomfortable, you just pack your bags and go.
Yeah, you bug out.
Yeah, you just peace.
How does that feel after?
horrible.
Yeah.
So horrible. And it's like an anxiety attack when you're doing it because yeah. I know it's wrong and you know you shouldn't do it.
And you know you're hurting somebody
else. And you're doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like you're out of body experience.
Right.
And it's almost like being bulimic. You have to like binge and purge. You have yeah. to do it because you won't survive unless you do.
Yeah.
And so it's such a conflict.
You can't fly away from me. No way.
I know.
Because if you do, I'll stop doing the dishes.
You know what that'll get you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We'll just call a sugar
no more
baby.
Tater tots for you.
Mm-hmm.
The puke snatcher. I will stop
She's
buying.
On speed dial.
You'll call that sugar lady over again, won't you?
Yes, and I'll stop buying strawberry frosted Pop-Tarts.
No, oh. My favorite. Oh.
That's it. No more. I will
That's
not buy
threat.
Them.
That's a big fucking
threat.
Yeah.
I buy the value pack, too.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wish I liked Pop-Tarts.
I told you. Can generous I, narcissist.
Can I come in with you?
My guilty mm-hmm. pleasure.
Yes, you can. I'll buy two. Oh. They're
do
yummy.
You under your bed? I can lick pussy really well.
You can?
Yeah.
I'll buy three. Everybody loves a strawberry frosted Pop-Tart.
Everybody does.
That's a new name of my cover band.
Strawberry frosted That's Pop-Tart. Awesome. I think I might
Formally
call my pussy that.
Go girls.
How about red velvet Pop-Tart?
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
So you have been a member of New Horizons for a couple years.
When it closes, it'll be 2.5.
Yeah. And you and I met there.
We did, yeah, thankfully. Yeah.
And interestingly, we've had conversations about our club persona mm-hmm. and who we are at club and who we are outside of club. And we actually like each other outside of club better.
Yes, way better.
We do.
Way better.
You do. Yeah. You do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
at first, I don't think when I knew both of you.
Yeah.
I don't think either of you liked each other.
No. And I told
Not really.
I told him, I said, you know, it's funny that they would come here because I didn't think she liked me. and Captain Jack says, she didn't.
Nice.
I said, well, then I was right.
Yeah.
And but
I'm ambivalent. I didn't not
was,
like you were or like you. I just didn't know you.
Well, and that was the thing I said too. Like she has a club persona and we had that conversation
yeah.
because
oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, I don't really know her. I know who she is at club. That may not be her because what he was telling me was very different. And you know, I've got the showgirl thing and the mother hen and taking care of people.
Yeah, you're completely different at club than
so
you are.
So different,
outside.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I mean, that's a facet of who I am. That's not, I wouldn't say it's not part of me.
I'm
know?
Usually shallow and on the loose.
Yeah.
At the
and,
club.
And believe me,
could
that's,
give a shit about
that's who
yeah.
I like to hang out with, you know?
Yeah. But it's so not me, but it's a different persona that I slip into and
yeah.
it's my getaway. It's,
yeah.
it's how I am at the club, but it's not
right.
anything that I am at home or in my mm-hmm. real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at club, my job is to work the room, network with people, make sure that they have, you know, a good experience and meet other people. So I'm constantly like, oh, hey, you'd love this person. And, you know, Captain Jack, you experience that with me hooking you up with different groups and
oh,
different
yeah.
people. And, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, so it has been really,
yeah.
really an interesting experience getting to know you. And thank you, Captain Jack, because she's... fucking adorable.
She's
awesome.
I
love you.
Love her. I love you too.
I love you
and
too.
I love you.
I just value that. And that's, I think one of the things that I'm excited about, oh, I hate the club is closing, but it's one of the things that I'm excited about to get to know people more on an interpersonal level and just be able to say, cut the shit. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to have my business game face on. Cut the shit. And you've had that experience too, haven't you, Freckles? Just because of the dynamics at club with me working the room for the first couple hours and then doing entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've had more of a single male experience in some respects.
Absolutely. Yes, I have. A lot of times it's a matter of trying to find a group or friends or people to talk to, and it can play havoc with me because sometimes I'm not the most social person, yeah. which is...
You've changed though since I've been going there.
Oh,
I've noticed
yes, I have.
You've
yeah.
really come out of that.
Yes, I have.
Social anxiety. At first, you really kind of wallflowered it.
Yeah,
and now you're out there in the middle of everything and part
That's
of the
true.
Entertainment sometimes, and you've really come
He's
out of the show.
Always been. A
I have always been
performer.
Actually part of
He's
the entertainment stuff, but
yeah, his
performer.
Singing.
Yeah, Thank you. And he can dance like a
motherfucker. Yeah, I'm still mad at you for beating me in karaoke finals.
Hey, man. By one vote. The crowd spoke.
By one vote.
Spoke, and somebody spoke a little bit louder than the other people.
Sorry. I used to be afraid to go up after you. I'm like, I'm not going up after them. Nope. Three people.
Yeah.
Then I'll go.
Nice. Yeah. But yeah, it's just it's a matter of being okay in my own skin and you know, being okay with like being a little bit vulnerable, because it does require a little bit of vulnerability to meet people and talk to people, and you know, so that's what I'm doing.
And that was interesting because I didn't realize that about you. I mean, we've been together for a long time, and I didn't realize what kind of social anxiety you had until we started going to club.
Oh, yes.
You could be very social.
No, I can be very social. My modus operandi is as follows. I did a lot of acting when I was young, and I love being on stage. I hate public speaking.
Yeah, because that's you.
Yeah, because it is. Yeah, it's not a character that
I'm
I can put
there.
On.
I hate public speaking.
I didn't like meeting the people afterwards at shows that I did where, you know, we'd have meet and greets or whatever. Hated that. In my own group of friends, I was very much like, yeah, let's fucking get it on, let's do shit, but, you know, whatever. Meeting new people, very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. Very, just like going to a bar by myself or going to a restaurant or a movie or whatever else was just, nope, not, you know, well, movies, not so much, but, you know, it just that kind of thing. Large sporting events and big stores like Walmart or whatever that have a lot of people in them, malls used to freak me the fuck out. Mm-hmm. You know, so did some therapy, got a lot of that taken care of. So, you know, and that in the last few years has been a large part, that therapy, talking to somebody else unrelated to me in any way other than the experience I'm relating to them in this chair, helped get some outside perspective, because I can take outside perspective from people that I love and people that I hang out with and everything, but it's also like, well, yeah, but it's not unbiased. It's not, there's still a level of, I'm telling you this because it will work in this situation. If somebody doesn't know all the little ins and outs, they can just say, well, why don't you try this? And it works. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I can try that. And it's pretty fucking awesome. So, growth in the last few years about being around people, one. Realizing that people actually like me has helped. That's pretty cool. Because, you know, that's where I was.
Positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement helps. Going upstairs with people is a really good way to positively reinforce me. Saying yes. Oh, you really do like me. Oh, hey, guess what I get to do? Sweet. Yes.
Just lick that pussy.
Right? And I learned to lick pussy from a bisexual woman. So, yeah.
Tell us about that.
College at a shishi liberal arts college in the middle of Missouri that had lots of daddy's little rich girls and daddy's little rich boys and whatnot. And then there was an all-girls school that was like six blocks away, and we had mixers. And I hooked up with this girl one night, and I went down on her, and she's like, that's pretty good. Why don't you try this? And I did that, and I said, oh, sweet. And so then that experience became me experiencing a threesome with her and her girlfriend.
Oh, darn.
And I was like, oh, this is, hey, I thought this only happened.
Freckles.
I know, right?
Right? That's a sad story.
But it was a situation where she was like, do that. Learning. Just kind of like where, you know, where you asked, what are you doing? And I was like, you know, how do I do this better?
Learning
and she told
to lick
me, and
pussy is not necessarily a technically what you got to do when you got to do it thing.
Right.
It is more of interpreting what she actually likes.
Yes. It's an interpretive dance.
I've
really
said this many times. Yep. Every girl likes that different.
Yep.
Yeah.
And to figure out her little whistles and bells, and sometimes it's hard to figure that out because she's not giving you the right. She's not giving you the right. The right signs and signals, and sometimes they won't. They just won't. It's too weird. There's somebody down there. I like it. Oh, no. But I'm not going to tell him what I want.
So that goes back to communication.
It goes back to communication.
But a good
Yeah. Slut shaming, the whole.
So I'm really good at the communication of telling people, hey, a little to the left. No, suck on that. No, that's not good. So hard. But when it comes to real time communication, I suck. But I can sexually, I can say, hey, okay, put two fingers in. No, just one.
Yeah, you did that very first night I met you. First night we played.
Oh, there you go, baby. You
were all about the instruction.
Yeah, I give instructions all the time. And it's completely different
than any other woman I've ever been with. What you liked.
But real-time communication suck.
Have you had problems with people that don't listen to that communication? And how does that go?
Usually they're pretty good. I'm pretty
receptive.
I'm pretty clear with my instructions.
I doubt they're ever going to get up and be offended. Oh, my gosh. You're telling me what to do? I'm out of here.
They're
not going to do that.
In fact, I've had several lovers say thank you for teaching me. Nice. That's awesome. And they thank me.
It just doesn't hurt to be polite. It really doesn't. You know.
And I love it when they say thank you for teaching me. And I'm like, great. See you next time.
Absolutely.
Because next time's going to be awesome. Some might not listen. Have you had that?
Where some guys don't listen. They should do their own thing anyways.
Not that I can think of.
Really?
Usually, those are the ones I roll over and say, I'm done. Super tired. I have a class. You have to go.
I have a headache. Goodbye. Nice.
I have to work in 3 days. Go away.
I have to work in 3 days.
I have to work next month. Friday. You're going to have to go.
You have to go now. I have lots of preparing to do.
It's not really far from the truth.
Yeah, right. Well, guys, that was fun.
Oh, are we done?
In a dark room. We're in a dark room.
It's dark in here. What happens?
Yeah, the sun went down. We have the candle lit. It's actually really nice.
It is.
It's a nice little moon we got
going. It's a good ambiance. Yeah.
We should all just rip our clothes off and get it on. Oh, wait. We've got to go to a bar first.
Oh, we do.
We've got to listen to live music.
We don't have to do anything live we don't want to.
We're meeting people, though.
We can do...
like where your antisocial anxiety is going.
Right? See, that is a nice thing about being antisocial. I can do whatever the fuck I want by myself. Yeah, whatever. It makes it hard to hook up, but still.
So I am not antisocial, so I'm bound by my socialness.
Okay.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. It's always a choice.
Well, thank you for having me, you guys.
It was
you're most welcome.
Have you on the podcast, privilege. And I'm so glad that we fell in love.
Yay. I am in total love with you guys.
Aww,
you've been the listening audience many a times now.
That's true. Just laying over there
and
in your leopard print panties or
cleaning up our spilt drinks and
every
messes.
Every time.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Captain Jack.
So if you ever need a facilitator for an all call, that's what I'm calling it out. And here's what I like to say. When a lady is having a dinner party, gangbang, it's not the appropriate term. That's just tacky. Let's just all call it an all call, shall we?
We shall.
All right. Well, you know, if you want us to facilitate your all call, give us drop us an email at theofacepodcast@gmail.com follow us on Twitter @theofacepodcast. Follow Ms. Jenga @MsJenga. Find us on Facebook @FrecklesOface, JackOface.
I'm not on there yet.
You're not on there yet still.
So many weeks.
The club closes.
Then you'll be all over, just exploding all over. Just squirting all over social media.
There is an O-Face like page now out there.
Yes, the O-Face podcast has actually,
we have a like page.
That's been there.
It's not been too active.
I put it up.
We're working on it.
Yeah, I put it up. So I post all of our episodes there. So the O-Face, just look up O-Face and you'll find Jack and you'll find Freckles and you'll find the O-Face podcast page itself.
Drop us a line.
And like us from your personal profile, not your special profile. Just, you know, from your real one.
Not necessarily.
I love my special profile.
I love your special profile.
Everybody loves your special
Your special profile
fucking rocks.
I do like to treat you all with my sexy selfies.
Oh, my God. scroll. Oh, shit, there's another one. Scroll.
Sexy selfies are so sexy that I've had other club members contact me and go, does she know what she's doing?
Does she know how Facebook works?
I'm in control.
Yes.
I've got it. I got
this. Of course you are. You got it. Oh, yeah.
She's a grown-ass woman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up.
So, you know, I think we've learned today that Sweet Pea gives 110%.
Yeah, definitely.
Precisely. Are you kidding? I give 150.
What?
No, you can only give 110.
I will check that out
later.
I'm
an overachiever.
Yeah. I actually have a trophy for being an overachiever.
We're Capricorns, that's why.
Right.
Oh. Yes.
High five.
Just like Jesus.
Capricorns can't
that's
high five.
That's what we get for being in a dark room.
Exactly.
All right, guys. I think that's another podcast in Sweet Pea's cane.
Oh.
That looks easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
We're just going to talk into the microphones a little
check,
bit.
Check, check. How's your balls?
Balls are smooth.
Balls are smooth and clean and delicious. Hairless. Yeah.
Hairless, waxless. Hairless balls.
Including my
sugarless.
Ass.
Gluten-free.
Ass is, there's no hair.
I did wear you wax in my hair. I was in the aftermath.
Yeah.
There was or the splash back.
The splash zone.
It's a lot of hair.
I was splash like, zone.
Yes.
Yeah, you're privileged for the viewing.
Only at the beginning. At the end, I was mortified.
You had
to have
a front
any of
row
that shit
seat.
In my hair. I was like, wow.
Part the Red Seas.
Oy, oy, oy.
God, it was nasty. That sugar ball had so much hair in it.
I don't even want to look at it. I want to
see
it.
Like,
I want to go.
She's like, here, no. Take a taste. I'm like, I'm
no,
good.
We're not going trick or treating.
Yeah.
Fucking good.
Right?
Nasty. Nice.
Even in the beginning, I do not want to taste sugar. That sugaring hair.
All right.